This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The FTC commissioner visited Ankeny this past weekend to discuss rural issues. We'll have more right after this.
What's your name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Live in concert.
Sweetheart.
August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Give me three steps, give me three slaps.
Celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
This past Saturday, Federal Trade Commissioner Alvaro Bedoya met with Iowa Farmers Union members on a family farm just north of Ankeny. This is one of many stops Bedoya has made as he continues his lawsuit against the Trump administration, which fired him without due cause in March. Bedoya specifically made it a point to return to Iowa and touch on topics that he heard about in similar meetings he had with farmers 3 years prior.
There used to be, you know, a couple different places to process your cattle. And now, you know, maybe there are two if you're lucky, but often there was one. And then during COVID, those would be shut down. You have to put down a whole, you know, warehouse full of cattle. I remember we met a gentleman who talked about how there used to be a dozen vendors to buy seeds from, and now there were two. We talked about right to repair and how, you know, you can't repair the tractor that you own, this multi-hundred-thousand-dollar piece of equipment. You got to take it down to the dealership where, of course, it costs so much more. We talked about how you used to see, you know, 40 cents on every dollar at the grocery store, and now it's like, what, 15 cents, 20 cents, something like that.
Bedoya said he and his team sued Kroger and Albertsons over their business merger, Corteva and Syngenta over alleged anti-competitive practices, and John Deere for the farmers' right to repair their equipment.
We brought a case against John Deere. One of the last things we did was to bring a case against John Deere saying, you cannot do this. People own their tractors. They have a right to be able to fix them. We blocked Kroger and Albertsons. We blocked that merger successfully. In many towns across the country, it would have taken the biggest grocery store in town and merged it with the next biggest grocery store in town. No surprise what's going to happen when that happens, right? Prices go up, wages go down.
For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.